Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Kama, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yod. Geshem Shainoa, Bim Mekach U'Memker. Just like there's an Isser or No when it comes to Mekach U'Memker. If a person buys or sells something, you're not allowed to fool your friend. You're not allowed to hurt him. Kach, in that same way, there is an Isser of Ainoa Bidvarim. In other words, it's Aser to say things to someone that's going to hurt him and be Mitzayir him. The Pasuk says, V'leisainu Isha Samisa, V'yereisem Alekecha. But this is after the pasuk of Einas Mamen. So what is this pasuk referring to? And the answer is, it's referring to not hurting someone with money, but hurting someone with words. How do I fool or hurt someone with words? It's like the Mishnah, lo yoyim lo, a person shouldn't say to a businessman, bekama chayfetze, how much would you sell that for me? Who? Meanwhile, the one who's asking the question, and he writes a likach, he has no intention of buying it. And children have to know this. Sometimes you go into a store, you just want to have some fun. You see, how much is this? How much is that? And you have no intention of buying it. This is a lav min hatayr. That's why by this aveir it says, v'yereisa melekecha. You have to fear Hashem, because really, Hashem knows, and only Hashem knows what your intention is. You can never say to someone, why did you ask him how much it is? You don't intend to buy it, because that person could always say, no, I didn't intend to buy it. But Hashem knows what you intended or didn't intend. Now, I want you to understand, this doesn't mean if you go into a store and you ask for a price and you don't like the price that you have to buy it. It means that if you knew to start with, you're not going to buy it, you just wanted to have some fun or chepa that person, then you're not allowed to do this. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, Im Haya Bal Tshuva, if his friend was a person who did tshuva on something, lo yomila, you shouldn't say to him, Zachar Masecha Reshainem, remember the bad things he used to do? And you know he did tshuva on those things. Why are you mentioning it? Only to hurt him. And sometimes it's possible to be over Mori Surim. For example, Imu Ben Geirim. Someone is a son of Geirim. Lo Yoimele, you shouldn't say to that person, No, Zachar Masa Vesecha, what your fathers used to do. Shenema, for the Pasuk says, in regard to a Ger, the Ger Loisaina, the Ger Loisilchatzenu. Loisaina means, don't say hurtful things to him. Loisilchatzenu means, don't pressure him to pay up when you know he doesn't have any money. So you understand that every Mishnah we learn is Torah. This Mishnah is the one Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Metzia, that could pertain to every boy every day of his life as he's growing up, to be careful. Because sometimes children can get caught up in a group and everyone's making fun of someone because you know something about that person, or you were in the person's house and maybe you saw something that he would be embarrassed of. And you have to be very careful, because once again, the Mishnah told us that just like there is Aino b'mekach u'memke when it comes to buying or selling, there is Aino b'dvarim. Which is worse? You know what the Gemara says? Aino s'dvarim is worse. If you fool someone with money, okay. Depending on how much money, you can say, give me the money back, or let's be mevatel the whole deal. When you hurt someone, it's much harder to correct it. The Mishnah told us you shouldn't go into a store or go over to someone who's selling something and just make him a little bit, you know, tzedreit. How much is this? How much is that? And you have no intention of buying it. If the person was a Baal Tshuva, you shouldn't say, ooh, remember what you used to do? And if he's the son of a ger, and you make fun of his parents, Zachar Masi Avisecha, he's also over additional lavim, the lav of a ger Loisaina and V'Loisilchatzana. We explained Loisaina means to hurt his feelings by saying the wrong things, and Loisilchatzana means pressuring him with money when you know he doesn't have the money to pay back. Even though there's a general lav of Loisil Loikinoisha, which means anybody, if you know he mamish doesn't have the money, you're not supposed to pressure him. But in regard to the ger, there's an extra lav. Now, I think this is very important. This is especially true for children when it comes to their parents. You have to be very careful not to say anything to your parents that are hurtful. Because in addition to the regular lav of Aino that applies to everyone, when it comes to parents, it's even more serious. But Baruch Hashem, I'm sure the children learning the Mishnayos are very careful and think twice before they say anything.